Welcome to the Nexus Podcast. The word Nexus means a connected group. And when it comes to church leadership, we're better together. No one should have to choose between developing themselves and developing their church. The Nexus Podcast by Christ Fellowship is all about having real conversations that equip and resource you to grow and develop the best versions of yourself, your team, and your church. So let's lean in.
Hey, welcome back to the Nexus Podcast. We are continuing the conversations with ministry staff here at Christ Fellowship. And this week, we are talking production. Church production teams are usually behind the scenes, making the weekend run week in and week out. But today, we have them front and center on the podcast. So we're here with my good friends, Danny Dagger, Dara Samuels, and Connor Newcomb, all of which are part of our production department. So let's jump in. Hey guys, we're so glad that you're joining the episode on this podcast. I've been looking forward to this because I get to work with you guys quite a bit in the creative ministry space. And I just as a disclaimer beforehand, I know that this is not the place that you guys normally sit behind the microphone. You're usually helping other people with a microphone sound good. And so we're going to take it easy on you today. But I think you guys have so much value to add to church leaders today because technology and the production of what happens at church is so central to the gospel message being presented in an effective way. So what you do is not just technical, it's spiritual. Mm-hmm. And so I personally just want to say thank you for your leadership and how you're helping steward the message and the vision of Christ Fellowship. And so to get us started, why don't you just go around and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do on the production team at Christ Fellowship.
I'm Dara, and I newly stepped into a role as a senior production manager. So I get the opportunity to oversee our southern campuses. So it's been fun just learning and getting to hang out a little bit more with these guys and, yeah, enjoying this new season.
That's awesome.
Yep. I'm Connor. I look after what is essentially the boots on the ground teams of the production department. So audio engineers, production managers, lighting engineers, all these team that make Sundays happen, makes events happen, student ministries, all that.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
And I'm Danny, and my role is senior production director. I get to look after all of it in this season, which is a huge privilege.
That's awesome. Yeah. And one of the cool things is that Danny actually mentored Connor when you were in high school, right? Mm-hmm. And now they work together on the team. So it's really cool to just see how that development and relationship has actually happened over the years. And really, I'll just say from my perspective, I feel like we have some of the best production in church Absolutely. Around the area. So this conversation, you're going to hear some really great content from some people who really know what they're talking about, which is awesome. So, you know, obviously we're a multi-site campus, so carrying production needs across 14 campuses can be a huge challenge, week in and week out, right? There without doubt needs for structure and systems to in a place to make it all work effectively and efficiently from week to week. So can you explain a little bit for our listeners the structure of the production team here at Christ Fellowship?
Yeah. So kind of overall for our staff, we've got a central staff team, and this is all of Christ Fellowship, right? So we've got a central staff team, and then we've got campus staff teams. And it's really a partnership between both of those teams working together to make what we do as a church happen and make our mission move forward. And so that's mirrored within the production department. We've got a central staff as well as campus production staff as well. And overall within kind of underneath the umbrella of production, there's three lanes is kind of the easy way to look at it. And so there's a broadcast lane that captures our online audience, kind of everything that happens in the broadcast world. We've got an engineering lane. We've got our director of engineering. He looks after systems, projects, campus launches, all those kinds of things, all those details, you know, equipment procurement and buying new gear and all that. And then we've got a weekend and events lane, which is actually what Connor looks after, which is really what the majority of our attenders, that's where they interact with us as a church in production, is on the weekend and during events.
Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing. So it's not your grandma and grandpa's church where you just turn on the Yamaha soundboard in the back and hope that the microphones don't squeal, right? Yeah. So technology has really come a long ways with production. Absolutely. I want to talk a little bit about that later. But Connor, I want to stick with you. I would assume that with 14 locations and a multi-site church, translating the same production value across those locations consistently can be difficult. So what are some ways that you've as a team have found to make sure that you have consistency in quality across the campuses?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And this is, I think, the question that I hear the most from my peers or people that are looking is, how do you scale it? Because it's easy to feel like resourcing is something that happens with money or with equipment or something that you have to have in order to do that. And so the challenge becomes, okay, what about when you don't? The way I often look at it is, for me, the primary thing that I think carries the same experience to every campus is really people being intentional with what they have. Mm-hmm. So, and the ways that they choose to be intentional with that. And so the primary way that we actually navigate that, whether it's the largest campus to the smallest campus, whether they have the best equipment or the lowest, it's really helping our teams understand what matters in what they do and that we all do it the same way. So if that's an audio engineer, a lighting designer, a production manager, a volunteer role, if we're all looking at what we're doing and being intentional with it and being unified in the way that we deal with it, that's really 90% of what gets us a consistent experience, is that unity as a team and dedication to doing it well and doing everything we can to prepare for those volunteers so that they know what they need to do. So that's really the largest component. And then the second component after that is really the systems that support those efforts. So making sure things are labeled clearly in the same way, no matter where you're at, that things operate in intuitive ways so that mm-hmm. there's not a lot of systems understanding or equipment understanding that it takes to make a Sunday happen. A volunteer could walk up to something and actually intuitively know, oh, this is how it should work, and that they know it's consistent if they're serving at one campus versus another, and that is something that's global and easy to understand.
Yeah.
And for us, I think it's been born out of our mission, which, mm-hmm. you know, originally included one church in multiple locations. That was something we said all the time around here. And so with that mindset, I think it was, okay, we're all one church. We should all have a common language. Yeah. And that language flowed down into our systems as well. And I think that's really where it was born out of, was kind of keeping mission in mind. And so what we found is the more we can consolidate and use, even down to the same PA system at all the locations, and all the audio engineers are using, you know, the same language, they push the same firmware, they're doing all the same things, it really streamlines our efforts and it helps us ultimately to go further faster.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that sometimes leaders don't think about when they're looking at multi-site is the technology and the production piece, that it's so vital for scalability. So I think you and I would agree that even if you're starting your first multi-site campus, start thinking right then
yep.
about how systems play together and work together so that you're scaling quicker and faster. Because I think we had to learn a lot, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Just like, oh, this isn't working yet. We had to redo systems and, yep. and so
yeah,
forth.
Yeah, we totally learned the hard way.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like that from day one. That right. was something, you know, perhaps in the first two or three campuses, a discovery that was made.
Right. So now we're probably able to move a lot faster with a new launch than we were 5 or 6 years ago.
Yep.
So, well, we talked a little bit about aligning systems and so forth, but you know, technology is evolving so quickly and there's new systems coming out. And I was recently speaking with a pastor friend of mine who's planning the church, and he was asking me questions about like, what kind of systems do I buy for production? And so there might be listeners who are maybe lead pastors who are thinking about redoing their sound system or multi-site. So what are some questions that we ask when we're considering purchasing or upgrading equipment for our locations?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think I'd say it's natural to want to buy what's new, you know, or what's heavily marketed or kind of the latest and greatest. But I think what we've, again, over time have found to be the most effective is to try and tie our purchasing decisions to our mission overall. Mm-hmm. And so I've got a short list. It's certainly not exhaustive, but I'll just go ahead and kind of jump in here and just share a little bit of what we have. So one of the first questions that we ask, is it safe? Mm-hmm. The next question would be, is it stable? Is it volunteer friendly? And does it fit in your budget? But a secondary question would be, do you have room in your budget to purchase contingency equipment? Where is the product in its life cycle? That's question kind of number five. And our sixth question is around the manufacturer's reputation for support. And then the last question I have is just around its capacity. You know, you want to leave about 20 to 30% for future growth, you know, things the church is going to do, new initiatives, new ministry.
Yep. Some of those things that you just mentioned are things that most leaders probably aren't thinking about when they think about production. They think it's a soundboard and a lighting board and you just go, but some great stuff there. So obviously there's new technology happening. What are some trends that you all are seeing in production in the church world, or maybe trends that you're seeing here that we're dealing with that would be interesting just to talk about for a few moments?
I think for me, will be more of a cultural trend. You know, for years, production has been a male-dominated team. And coming into this world, I found myself a lot of times just being the one girl or the one who was trying to kind of get to the expectations that the guys had for production. Mm-hmm. And I think just in the recent years, we've really seen an increase of ladies who are interested, who want to be a part of it, or they're very talented, but they're afraid, are we good enough to be a part of a big production? So I feel like in the last couple of years, we've really seen them stepping in and just realizing that as women, there's certain things that they might see different, and that's okay. That's perfectly fine. They can still contribute to a highly technical team. Mm-hmm. And I'm a part of a group of production leaders that in 2020, 2021 started doing some cohorts. In the first cohort, I was the only female. So it was really interesting just seeing, just hearing the conversations and their perspective and then what I had to say. And now, fast forward 2 years later, they have an all-female cohort where they can all really bring their perspective. And some of them are highly technical. Some of them are more people-oriented. So just seeing that they're stepping up and serving in different capacities in production, whether it's a small church or a big church, it's been really nice to see just ladies that I want my daughter to see that example, mm-hmm. that she can do whatever she wants to do, whether it's production or platform stuff. There's representation there for her.
I love that. I love that. I know my daughter has been serving on camera some here on the weekends, and she loves it. So that's such a great point you brought out of just that trend that we're seeing. And I'm glad you're part of it and leading the way. So, Dan, anything with you?
Yeah, I think on the equipment front, there's a growing trend right now in the larger production industry, and I think in the house of worship world, the church world, for IMAG video. And if you don't know what IMAG is, that's image magnification. If you got cameras in the room, that's typically called IMAG. Moving towards a more cinematic style. And what's kind of happening is the traditional IMAG video, you know, to get a little technical, operates at like really high frame rates, around 60. And cinematic video kind of tends to operate lower, around 30 or under. And so there's kind of a blurring that's happening right now between those two worlds, between cinema post-production and live production IMAG. I think it's honestly really born out of COVID. I mean, so many more people looking at screens all the time. Obviously, even before that point, we all know we live in a culture that's highly connected to digital devices and phones and tablets. And I think where it's coming from is really to reduce and minimize the difference between what consumers, viewers are seeing on their phone, tablet, laptop, and what they experience on a large format screen in their auditorium and their house of worship in their church. And so that's certainly happened in the greater production industry, and it's happening more and more. More and more churches are adopting cinematic workflows inside their venue. And it's been cool to see even manufacturers are stepping up in the last 2 or 3 years, developing new cameras to support that with larger sensors and support for those lower frame rates to make the cinematic experience kind of become a reality. And so that's something that we talk about all the time as a team, trying to figure out, you know, we're always evaluating as a team and certainly looking to the future of a possible cinematic experience.
That's awesome. So what are some things that you guys are looking forward to in the future here at Christ Fellowship with production?
I'm looking forward to just the next generation joining our teams. We've seen, as we're bringing more volunteers, we've seen our teenagers being excited about, can I be a part of this? Am I good enough? Have I learned enough to be a part of this? And one of the things we've seen just coming out of one of our campuses is we just have to show them, hey, we can break it down in small pieces. We can train you. We can coach you. And then we have a full team of teenagers running an important Sunday. And
at one of our largest campuses.
So they were just excited and thrilled. And all it took was the encouragement of, hey, we can teach you.
That's great.
And that's such a big part, because I know I'm where I am because somebody taught me how to do this and somebody invested in me when I was younger. So watching their passion for everything they do, why wouldn't we want them to be passionate about production, something that they experience, like Danny was saying, like bringing that church experience to a level where, I mean, they're watching movies and they're watching things on their phone. If we can get them engaged in a healthy spiritual experience where they want to be a part of it, why wouldn't we?
That's awesome.
So.
I think so many, whether they're students or even adults, they're looking for purpose.
Yeah.
And they don't realize how close they are to being able to fulfill that purpose.
That's
and
great.
Us being able to connect them with that purpose, even if it's with a different team, we is something we're passionate about and we want to keep doing.
Danny, last words?
Man, I mean, I echo what they both said. I think when you invest in somebody, it feels honoring to people to feel invested in, and it's encouraging, right? And one of the things that we say all the time is we want our volunteers to feel like we are giving to them or giving back to them more than they're investing here. It's so, like, obviously providing meals for them and drinks and kind of physical auxiliary things like that is important.
Cool t-shirts.
But one of the ways that acts as a catalyst to really promote volunteer health is to make the time, to take the time to invest back in them. We think that's giving back to them more than they're investing with us. And so that's on the horizon for us. We've always done it as a team, but we're looking to kind of pour gas on it here in the future. So we're really excited about it.
That's awesome. Well, thank you guys for being on the podcast. This was really enjoyable, and thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Nexus Podcast. For additional resources and show notes from today's episode, check out our website, nexusplatform.com. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, share with a friend, and leave us a comment below. We hope these conversations left you feeling equipped and resourced as you grow and develop the best versions of yourself, your team, and your church.